This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with defense attorney Kaylee Turin today about how quickly or dramatically a trial can get off the rails when procedural steps are not done correctly. How people who have damning evidence against them can sometimes get completely off because something wasn't done quite right. A T wasn't crossed, an I wasn't dotted. Obviously that's just a metaphor. So let's talk for a moment about the Brian Walsh case. This is one where when it happened, there was a trove of information that came out. His search history was almost comical if it wasn't such a horrible crime that was committed, because it was literally like how to not commit a murder and not get caught. He checked every box of everything on how to get caught with his searches.
Yes.
But when investigating something like this, when it goes to trial, if it goes to trial, the defense for this man, who, if he pleads not guilty, they're going to be looking for technicalities because it is so damning. Everything is so, so damning. But quite often, or maybe not quite often, but sometimes individuals who commit heinous crimes like this get off because procedures were not done correctly. And there's been some talk about that from his defense already. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. So Tracy Miner said during an appearance that they've received very little discovery to date and that they're hoping discovery will be wholesome because they've received basically nothing. So with search warrants, the procedure is you go to a judge in private, they sign off. You have to have affidavits stating your experience as an officer, what led you to believe this, what exactly you want to search. And then we have a return on the search warrant for essentially an inventory, and that needs to be filed. Here, they have not even received the search warrants for the client's car or inventories for the search warrant. Those are basic items that are filed with the court. So the search warrant is going to be filed with here, the court clerk or the magistrate's office, and you can get a copy of that. It's kept in the judge's office as well. And an inventory has to be filed back with the court within a certain time period. So all of that should be accessible. And here it looks like it's not accessible. And those are serious technicalities and, you know, elementary mistakes by police officers sometimes.
I guess my question is this just, are these just mistakes that they're dealing with, that somebody didn't get the information where it's supposed to go? Would there be any reason as to not get these pieces of information where they're requested or needed?
I don't think so, because there was no statement done by the district attorney's office saying, hey, this is under seal because it's still being investigated. Usually when we don't get a copy or know about it, it's when the investigation is still ongoing and there hasn't been an arrest yet. There's been an arrest. He should have a copy of the search warrant, especially here. Let's talk about DUI cases. We do search warrants for blood. You are supposed to be given a copy of that search warrant. Sometimes you're not given it, and that's a red flag for every defense attorney. Like, whoa, you're supposed to be given a copy of that. It looks like they haven't received any copies of anything so far, and that's going to be pretty telling.
That's interesting that will be going on, and they have requested it. We have, of course, not heard anything yet if they've gotten that information. One would think that if this was being pointed out as, oh, there's, you know, somebody in the back office just not doing their job, that would put a fire under them to get it done. But how could that affect this case? Honestly, I mean, where could that go if they continue to not get the information that they're entitled to have in representing this individual?
Right. And so we have discovery deadlines and everything. You're supposed to be, you know, upfront with defense attorneys. Here's what we have. Here it is within the time frame and everything like that. When you start to get a little, I'm not going to accuse the DA's office over there of being shady, but it kind of gets like, what's going on here? Especially since they're leaking all this so-called evidence to the press before giving it to the attorneys. It's like, what's actually going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. And it's worrisome. And, you know, linking it to the Vallow case in Idaho, because there were discovery issues, that death penalty was taken off the table because of it.
Yeah.
So it does have serious implications. So people may think, oh, it's just a paperwork error. But no, we have very specific rules for reasoning. And, you know, it's showing up in the Vallow case where she can't get the death penalty now because they did not follow the proper procedure in that.
Was that simply because procedure was not followed that the death penalty was taken off the table? Or was that more in line where it will make a jury, I guess, maybe possibly more likely to convict her because they don't want it on their conscience that they sent someone to death?
Well, you know, it said the defense requested the death penalty be dismissed for, you know, her mental health, mm-hmm. but we already had that she's competent for trial. Media coverage, you know, we're seeing a lot of cases with media coverage and stuff, so that's not too big concern. But the late discovery disclosure, and they used that as a punishment for the state because of the late disclosure by taking away the death penalty because they were losing out on time to prep for the trial on April 3rd. You know, it takes a lot of time to prep for these types of cases, and especially death penalty case.
Sure.
Because you'll have a lot more regulations and things you have to go through. And so if you're giving it, you know, 2 days before trial, you can't give the defense a fair trial. And so I think that's kind of what their sanction was. Well, you know, you're not following proper procedure, so you can't go for the death penalty here.
Interesting. Interesting to see how all of that can play out. Of course, Chad Daybell, it's still on the table for him. That has not been ruled out.
Mm-hmm.
With it being
Correct.
Ruled out for Lori herself and Chad electing to waive his right to a speedy trial, is there more of a likelihood that it could still be there for him?
I think so, but I think it will play out more after what happens on her trial. They'll be able to see the weaknesses and things like that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Appreciate that insight. Thank you, Kaylee Turin, defense attorney, for joining us and sharing that. Something to think about. How easily something can go awry that has absolutely nothing to do with the case itself if somebody just isn't doing their job. Fortunately, we see that all too often these days. It's scary when it's happening in legal professions or medical professions where there can be such grave consequences to it. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we are following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.